This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. As we know, there's a storm brewing out in the Gulf, and it looks like the expected landfall is going to be at some point in time tomorrow morning. Francine is the name. They say it may be a Cat 1 or a Cat 2, yet to be determined. We can expect winds along the coastline around 100 miles an hour, and here in the metro area between 50 to 75 miles an hour. But if these are sustained winds over a period of time, we know what happens. This always causes issues for us. And here to discuss that is Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Noel.
So I know that so many hours out from landfall, y'all start pulling the triggers on all kinds of different things that y'all are doing in your preparation. So what's top of mind for y'all today?
Well, I mean, we've been working this event for the past couple of days. Our public works team is out there, and we're just making sure, you know, all of our backup fuel works and testing the equipment. And we're going into the storm with practically full pumping capacity. We have 194, and I think two were offline, but we've already replaced them with temporary pumps. So it's been a busy couple of days. I did declare a mandatory evacuation for all of the folks outside the levee protection system. So that's Grand Isle, Lafitte, Barataria, Crown Point, and Lower Lafitte. So we're hoping that everybody gets out. And then, you know, really, since I did, we still have about 50 trailers in the parish. You cannot go through this storm living in a mobile home or a trailer. So we opened up, we're going to open up Terrytown Gym at 641 Heritage Avenue, which is a sturdy building. We're going to open that up at 4 o'clock. So if you, at 4 p.m. today. So if you're in a mobile home or a trailer, we want you to come there. You're going to have to bring your own food and water to be able to stay there, but we will have cots. And most importantly, it's just a sturdy building to ride out this storm. And then certainly, you know, our EOC is already activated. I've been here this morning. I'll go out again and be back here tonight. But, you know, we know this drill. We just want everybody just, this is a little different, Noel, in that everybody's staying in place. And so my concern is, you will recall when we had Ida, we only lost one person during Ida, which, you know, God bless her, you and I knew her. But then we lost six other people post-Ida. So it really is the aftermath of the storm that has the a lot of hazards for us. And with so many people staying, with nearly everybody staying for this storm, we just want people to be very careful and give us the time to get out there and make the community a little safer. Let us clear the roads out. Let us make sure all the traffic signals are working. Let us remove the debris from the roadway. Certainly at night, if we have a loss of electricity, it's very dangerous conditions. So we just want people to be very, very careful post-storm especially.
Lesson learned from Ida, I guess, Cynthia, you know, check in with your neighbors, especially elderly neighbors living alone, don't have any family here. It only takes a few minutes, right, to check in with those
it
folks,
does.
Even when the storm subsides and you're able to go outside. Just go walk down the street, knock on the door, and see how they're doing.
And you know my son Gavin. I mean, he drew a diagram last night of all the neighbors we know. And he says, I'm going to go walk the street and let them know we're staying and they're staying. And God bless him. He reminded me of my late husband, Stuart, which, you know, I'm getting personal and old.
Yes.
But like, that's something Stuart would have done, you know, so. It was bittersweet for me to see that. But, yeah, check on your neighbors. Everybody's staying home, you know, and just enjoy the time at home. You're in a sturdy building. I said I'd clean my closets and I clean out my pantries and I do all the things that I couldn't do in regular life, right, catch up with your household chores. But give us the time to please get out. And certainly with flooded streets and canals, we do have a deadly situation with the rising water in a canal if the streets are flooding. And then the canals are high. You don't know where the road ends and the canal begins, right? So that's very, right. Very dangerous for us. People with generators, a lot of people have generators now. You have to be very, very careful. That needs to be placed 15 feet away from any open windows or vents. We suggest carbon monoxide detectors, too, because we did lose three people after Ida from carbon monoxide death poisoning. So, again, it's these post-storm hazards that we need to be careful of. If there is flooding, you have to be a good neighbor and don't drive your car fast down a flooded street and push water into people's homes. And then the little things, like everybody wants to put their home back together again and they get on ladders and we have people falling off of ladders. Just, it's really time to be really, really careful, because it's a different, it's not normal times after a storm. It's more vulnerable times for us. So,
Cynthia, they're projecting 3 to 6 inches of rain. Obviously, that's an issue depending on the duration, right? The period of time that it falls. Are y'all having any concerns? Are there any forecasting of any issues relative to this storm that kind of caught your attention?
Well, I think we're going into the storm with saturated grounds because we had so much, you know, rain last week. So that is something that we're talking about, that trees might fall quicker. That's a little concern we have. But, you know, like last week, there was some heavy rains, but overall, luckily, all the rain we had last week, our pumping capacity was able to keep up. So it's always, for us, the rainfall is a timing thing. I mean, flooding, obviously, is the dangerous flooding is first, but the pumping capacity that we have, it's always a timing thing. So, you know, if we get one of these strong bands that's, you know, hang over us, we just want it to move through quickly and we will be able to keep up. That's always a concern we have, even not in a hurricane, but just in a regular thunderstorm. You know, there's possibility of tornadoes too. We're concerned about that. So all the hazards that this is bringing, but hopefully it did, the latest track, it did come closer to us, a little bit more eastward jog to it. So we continue to watch that. But I think the models are going to start, you know, coming together as we get closer to this. And we'll all be prepared. And everybody, you know, we always say, you know, the 911 system, call 911 if it's a life-threatening emergency. But for public works or a tree down or something that we need to know to move something in the public right-of-way, we want you to call our Emergency Operations Center and report that at 504-349-5360. And also, we had, I think, did they say 2,000 more people joined our text alert system recently? So join our text alert system. It's JP Alert. You text JP Alert to 888-777, or for our Spanish-speaking citizens, JP Noticias to 888-777, and let's get those numbers even higher. But I was pleased to know that we got another 2,000 people joining our text alerts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As the storm is kind of leaning to the east and comes further east, obviously that presents bigger challenges for Lower Jefferson Parish, right? Grand Isle and through that area, Lafitte, Crown Point.
We're always concerned about, you know, Grand Isle and Lafitte. I'll be going to Lafitte in a little bit myself. We are sending them additional pumps. But, yeah, when they're outside, we know how, you know, we know what it looks like down there. With Ida, you know, I had to go by boat to Lafitte. And you know, I had to get on a boat much earlier than I thought I would have. So, and then they do have a problem if the West Closure Complex has to get implemented. And we don't know. Right now, I think the latest is they don't have to close those gates, but with, you know, that's always a concern for the people in Lafitte. But I've been on the phone with the mayor, Kerner, all the mayors, but especially Mayor Kerner and Mayor Carmadale. Mayor Carmadale said there were a lot of people leaving Grand Isle yesterday, so we really need those people to evacuate and get out of there. That's really tough for us. We're always very concerned about those folks who live outside the levee protection system.
I talked to someone who was down there retrieving items yesterday, and he said for some reason he felt like people were heeding the advice more this time than ever before, because there was a long, slow drive out of Grand Isle because of the number of people, which is good to hear, quite frankly.
It's good. And the mayor told me, Mayor Carmichael was saying, people are leaving. There was a lot of activity. So that's good. And we wanted to issue that quickly. So, I mean, that people have, notice to say this is one way you need to leave. And we tried to get that word out very quickly. And I know the mayor's telling everybody to leave as well. So obviously, our government's closed tomorrow. No garbage or landfill. There won't be those services. And we'll probably make an announcement later today on what's going on Thursday. Some of us are in a council meeting today, so we're just a little, when that meeting gets over, I'm going to meet with my team and have some more meetings, but we'll probably make announcements about Thursday for what the government looks like later
thoughts?
Today. Just please, everybody be safe. Like I said, it's the big message is, post-storm is very dangerous. And so, I did visit a hospital after one of those storms several years ago, and it was a lot of people who fell off of ladders and, just doing household chores that they're not used to doing. So stay off the roads. Let us clear it. Let us make it safe for you. Bring in your garbage cans tonight. Bring in anything that could be a projectile, and then hunker down and give us time to make sure the community is safe for you. That's all. That's the big message, Noel.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. The parish president of Jefferson Parish, Cynthia Lee Shang. Stay safe, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Noel. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.